U.S. Senate Democrats say they've reached a tentative agreement with some moderate Republicans on the economic stimulus bill. The massive funding package could go to a vote as soon as tonight, but senators are saying it will likely be tackled this weekend. A group of moderate Democrats and Republicans led an effort this week to bring the bill's price tag down. Members say they're brokering a compromise that could trim spending from $900 billion to about $780 billion. Alaska Democratic Senator Mark Begich said outside the Senate chambers tonight that 42% of the new version is tax relief.
There's been a lot of give and take on both sides of the equation, both on the tax side as well as on the infrastructure side. And I think we'll get close to about the 780, 790 number. And that will, I believe, bring the necessary folks over to vote for this bill. And the end result is we're moving forward on bringing the jobs to this economy, helping President Obama rebuild this economy that is critical.
Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski joined their talks yesterday but did not attend their meeting today. Her office says she needs more time to see details of the new plan being floated before she decides how she'll vote. Murkowski has not been named as one of the Republicans planning to support it. Begich says he believes the group of negotiating moderates helped pave the way for the Democratic leadership to agree to cuts.
I think in a lot of ways the bipartisan group made a big impact in helping kind of push this to where it is right now, that it was time to make a deal and make it happen. And I think that's what you're about to see.
Senator Begich has introduced an amendment that would add spending of nearly $40 million on fisheries. It would fund scientific research and create fishing jobs through the Magnuson-Stevens Fishery Conservation and Management Act. Whether the amendment will get anywhere remains to be seen.
I will have that on the table. We'll see. I may, you know, I'd like to bring that forward. It's in the hopper. But if we have to wait another day to do that, we will wait another day. This is important to move this bill forward to create the jobs in this economy. It is critical.
The Senate has been tackling amendments for the last 2 days. Just where the cuts would come in the latest $780 billion version of the stimulus package are not yet known, although funding for states and educational programs were on the chopping block.